Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Recorded live.
Show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yeah, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. No shit, Sherlock. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light, and I will do anything and everything to expose anyone who is corrupt. Before we get started with today's topic, we will need the prayer for good radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing. You understand me now?
Yep.
You trust in the devil, huh? What if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit? See, motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Lawyers, and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass
That's
up.
That's right! Yo, so today is no different. If some of you have been paying attention, they are fucking with my island yet again. The United States, they want, should Puerto Rico become a state, become independent, or remain a commonwealth? It's basically what we're going to be answering today. We're going to be, got some articles, we got some, about this, but... Yeah, so let's start with this. This is from Puerto Rican Split on Statehood Vote. Should citizens vote to change it, they would have to choose among statehood, independence, or a third option, which would set up sovereignty between the U.S. and Puerto Rico, similar to America's relationship to Marshall Islands and Micronesia. The vote is not binding, and should the nation choose to alter its relationship with the U.S., it would still be subject to further congressional legislation. Yeah, of course, because they don't want to let go of Puerto Rico. They don't want Puerto Rican to be independent. They barely want any U.S. citizen. Well, I mean, Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, but you know, people from the mainland here, North America mainland, they barely want us free. So why do they think they're gonna get? Why do you think they're gonna allow Puerto Rico to be free and start ruling itself? I mean, I'm gonna break it down, because I do have a lot of firsthand knowledge when it comes to this. All right, back to the article. Velasquez and Gutierrez along with outside opposition, think the legislation would create a vote in which the cards were stacked in favor of statehood. The Popular Democratic Party of Puerto Rico, which supports sovereignty, also opposes it. The PDP lost the 2008 elections for governor and delegate to Congress quite handily, with the first round limited to a yes or a no vote on the current status. Opponents believe that believe the statehood and independence factions will band together under the no option. Then, in the second round, Puerto Ricans will not be able to maintain their Commonwealth status, which does have support. Further, Gutierrez, a supporter of independence for the island, is upset with his leadership for the nature of how the bill is moving through Congress. An aide said, Gutierrez was surprised Democratic leaders put the bill on the floor and said the process is not making him terribly happy, the aide added. Despite the opposition, with 181 co-sponsors, including a slew of Republicans, the bill is quite likely to pass when it comes to the floor this week. A recent whip count showed overwhelming support. Pierluisi said supporters will negotiate how the Senate will handle the bill should it pass the House. Unlike previous pieces of legislation dealing with Puerto Rican political status, Pierluisi, the second-ranking official, introduced the bill. Governor GOP Governor Luis Fortuno, there you go. The problem with me is I have to switch between English and Spanish pronunciations, and I'm tripping myself up here, so, yes. Also, a former delegate supports it, and the governor is whipping Republican members of the House to vote for the bill. He has placed calls to GOP lawmakers, his allies getting up support, and is even jetting to D.C. for the vote. Pierluisi is briefing Hill aides Wednesday on the bill to drum up additional support. Opponents plan to offer amendments calling for a constitutional convention, something Pierluisi is not in favor of and thinks could drown out the voice of the Puerto Rican people. What we got here? All right, my nigga. So yeah, we got that. The reason why I'm kind of against statehood. Here's why. Puerto Ricans from the island are more conservative-minded. They believe in having their gun rights. They don't believe in... Because as soon as they become statehood, guess what happens? They start taxing their land. And many people on the island... In fact, I have family that has land, that's had land for hundreds of years. I mean, they own a plot of land. It's not acres. It's not like a hacienda. It's more, it's like a regular plot of land, has a house, has a small backyard. But I also have family that lives next to a damn rainforest there. I mean, and you're going to start demanding, as soon as you become a state, you're going to start demanding they pay property taxes on land that they owned, through generations. I mean, was passed down from family member to family member. I mean, seriously, how ridiculous is that? It's like paying it's like you own this piece of property, and now you have to start paying taxes on it? Wait a minute. How are you going to start paying for something that you haven't had to pay for? It's your land. It's my land. It's your land. Belongs to me already. How the fuck am I going to start making payments on it? I mean, look, and that's why a lot of Puerto Ricans always vote no on statehood. Because on top of that, I mean, Puerto Ricans already pay income taxes. They pay income taxes to Puerto Rico, to the island of Puerto Rico itself. As soon as it becomes statehood, they're going to have to start paying taxes to the federal government, which is unconstitutional. As some of you may know, unless you're a business, you have no obligation to pay any taxes to the federal government. But you're going to start breaking the backs of a nation. I mean, you know, if I paraphrasing a line in a movie soon to come, I can't wait for it to come. It should come out now, especially with the shit coming out. You know, who quien es Don Pedro Albizu Campos, or who is Don Pedro Albizu Campos? It's a documentary. You can find it. But Puerto Rico is a nation spiritually. We are already a nation. We that's how we think. We think we already feel that we're a nation. We have, you know, but where are we going with this? Oh, goodness, I forgot the point I was going to make. Oh, fuck me. Okay, I'm trying to, oh, yeah. You know, anyways, back to the article here. It'll come to me, and then I'll remember it, and I hate when I have all these fucking thoughts going through my head, because I'm very passionate about this. I'm tired of this country, I'm tired of this, the United States, fucking with my island. Fucking with it. Anyways, there's also concern that if the legislation passed both Senate and House, and statehood is chosen by citizens, and then rejected by Congress, Puerto Rican elected officials will institute what is called the Tennessee Plan. They'll self-declare statehood by sending shadow senators, along with six House members, to Washington without congressional approval. That's a long shot, but still a concern among many opponents of the legislation. So, anyways, I mean, statehood is not the answer. I mean, we're not ready to be fully independent yet. There needs to be more industry. I mean, look, the island is probably higher now, but there's the unemployment rate is at 50% over there. It's probably higher now because of the economy. I mean, especially since the major industry in Puerto Rico is the service industry, which means hotels and shit like that, which are springing up, and in my opinion, destroying the island, all these fucking hotels and shit like that, whatever. But, I mean, they're really, Puerto Rico could actually have its own manufacturing type of industry there, especially, again, you know, I know I'm beating a dead horse, but seriously, this is kind of a dream of mine. I want to start a hemp production company on the island of Puerto Rico. Just create shit out of hemp, grow it on the island, Puerto Rican grown hemp and marijuana, you know, and sell it around the world. Hell, be like Costa Rica. Costa Rica doesn't even have a standing army. They pay $0 in defense. And you know what? They don't get fucked with. Because you know why? They don't fuck with other people. There's no need. I mean, it's bad enough that the Independence Party of Puerto Rico there are a bunch of fucking commies. And not even the freaking idealistic commies. Not even the idealistic socialists. Oh, no, the only people in power are the rich and elite of the island of Puerto Rico. Which means there is no equality. There's not going to be, you know, Puerto Rico needs to be a republic. A republic. Where people are free. You know, I mean, of course, the only change that they would have to be is people would have to pay taxes in order for Puerto Rico to keep going. Unless there's a lot of industry there, you know, free from the United States, and just producing its own shit, you know, and hey, I don't see them trying to embargo Puerto Rico if we split off, if we don't become communist. And like I said, communism is not the way to go. It's never the way to go. Look at freaking Cuba. A freaking hurricane hits and they don't got enough money to buy fucking toilet paper to wipe their asses. Then again, the only problem is, then you'll start having a whole bunch of Cubans trying to swim to Puerto Rico. Like, oh, we need to get out. Now, you know what? Oh, man. Okay, well, no, let me stay serious about this. But anyways. All right, next article here. Puerto Rico Democracy Act legislation biased in favor of statehood. This is taken from the Heritage Foundation website. According to Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, the House will vote on H.R. 2499, the Puerto Rico Democracy Act, later this week. The legislation provides Puerto Rico a two-stage voting process and makes some non-resident Puerto Ricans eligible to vote on Puerto Rican statehood. This legislation has rigged the process in favor of making Puerto Rico the 51st state and is not a fair way to force statehood on a commonwealth whose people may not want it. Furthermore, this may be an expensive proposition for the American people, who are already on the hook for approximately $12.9 trillion in national debt. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of freaking money. Hold on, we got a caller. We're waiting for it to clear. Hello. Got Bush crime family. And it probably didn't even finish. It's probably going to mute them again.
What's up?
Oh, okay. So what's up?
So who's with us on this phone?
It's me, and I got somebody else on. Got Truth Brigade in the chat room.
Oh, hi, Chrissy. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on?
Have you been listening to the show?
No, bro. I just got home from the casino. What's up?
Talking about how they were trying to make Puerto Rico into a state.
Well, that was 10 years ago, too, they tried that. Shouldn't have had this big vote down there, and everybody was fighting everybody, and it was vote to see and vote to, it was all over the place.
Yeah, well, they're trying to sneak it now. They're trying to use trickery to make it happen, and it's just gonna make shit worse.
Well, everybody's got to do something. They got to stop jerking off and stop playing around, and they got to actually not vote for the incumbent. That's what it comes down to.
Is that the problem? Too much jerking off?
Oh, too much problem is too much corruption. That's what the problem
is. Okay. All right, I thought masturbation was the problem here. Maybe you got a point.
No, we're not going to change. That's the deal. Corrupt politicians. That's what the problem is.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's even before that, because when the U.S. took over Puerto Rico, first thing they did was they started killing our people. They started doing a whole bunch of fucking experiments on us. Why the fuck are we going to trust them? I mean, that they started off screwing us over.
Yes, but that's on the federal level. You have to look at the state levels, too. There's a lot of shit happening on state levels.
Yeah, well, you know, Puerto Rico... I mean, look, like I said, Puerto Rico has to start... you know, manufacturing. That's a given.
The United States has to start redo manufacturing. They took it away from us. That cocksucker Clinton. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's wow, just ruined my whole fucking flow. So anyways, this bill attempts to rig the voting process and denies the American people a real say on the issue of whether they want to allow Puerto Rico to be...
If you're so down with this Puerto Rican thing, right? Yeah. Get out on the street corners, hand off flyers to this effect.
Shit, if I had money to do it, I would.
Make people notice. Go to the community center or the community board. They'll help you out. Make up the fucking template on your computer and bring it over there and let them make 1,000 copies for you and hand them out to everybody. That's how you make a difference, Lou, not by just here.
Yeah, but I need to get the flyers over there, so...
What you do is you go to the community board and say, look, I want to put this flyer out, but I have no money to do it. Can you help me out? And they're all Puerto Rican, works on the community board. Don't worry. They'll understand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I can't really trust the Puerto Ricans here because they've already gotten brainwashed by this liberal-ass media that believes that they need to rely on the government for everything.
Yeah, I know. This is so true. You're right. So right. They are brainwashed like that. Yeah, I know. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I mean, and the reason and the proof of this is when you look at the freaking Spanish media, they freaking celebrate President Obama for doing this shit and, you know, and protecting immigrants' rights and shit like that. You know, and it's fucking ridiculous. I mean, well, tomorrow I'm going to be doing a show about Arizona, what's going on over there.
Yeah.
But. I mean, it seems like they're trying to do this to appease Hispanics.
Yep, well, guess what? They ain't appeasing me, because I don't feel the same way you do, probably.
But you're not Hispanic.
I don't have to be Hispanic. I'm American.
Well, I'm just saying they're trying to appease...
I'm being affected as well.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not just on you guys. You guys getting it, yeah, but we getting it too.
Yeah.
Right next to you.
All right. Exactly. Hold on. We got another caller. Cool guy. Ben? Alrighty. Just press *8 if you want to talk. Yeah, no, this I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, if Puerto Rico, in my mind, in my heart, I believe Puerto Rico can make it on its own. It just has to have...
I don't think so. It does, because there's no industry really there. What's there? Goya Foods? That's it.
They're in Mexico.
Oh, they're in Puerto Rico, too, in Bayamon.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there you go.
I'm not even Puerto Rico.
I mean...
I'm a fucking white boy, and I know more than you. What's up?
Do you know about Don Pedro Albizu Campos?
No, the camp.
And shush. Of course you know about food better than I do, fat boy.
Yeah, that's the pot calling the kettle black, motherfucker.
You're fatter than me.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
Look how fat you are. You look like a fucking elephant walking down the street. Like
you look like Droopy Dog on crack.
Well, no, it would be Droopy Dog on passion.
You know what? I see dead people.
All over the place.
Yeah, all over the place, eh? I mean, you're always stuffing your gullet with freaking cake and shit.
Oh,
like,
what?
I need to do this for my diabetes. Nigga, eat an apple.
Sugar up there.
Eat an apple.
Apple's pretty bad, too.
Yeah, well, it's a lot healthier than a fucking cake.
Well, listen, if you want to be my fucking doctor, make sure you take fucking VA fucking healthcare.
Yeah, I will.
All right. So when you accept,
I'm gonna freaking learn how to be an acupuncturist. I'm definitely gonna come over and stab your ass.
Alright, you could do that. You could try to do that, but yeah.
No. There's no try.
Come on over. I could use the company. Come on over.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not going over there.
So
you have to come into my office.
Into your office?
Yeah.
Where is that? On the stoop?
Yeah, on the stoop. That's where I do my acupuncture.
Hmm. That's where you do your consultations. And then you bring them inside to your dungeon.
No. It's all done on the stoop. I don't own a dungeon. See, this is we're not doing Bush Crime Family Sexual Fantasy of the Week here.
No, we're not.
We're not. that's a hell to the no.
No.
I'll feed you Benny Carnero before that shit happens.
There you go. Now you're right on my level.
Yeah. which he is waiting for you.
Yeah, sure he is. Who the fuck?
Yeah.
He's waiting for me.
Yeah, we're gonna go visit him one day. So anyways, yeah.
Bring him up here, it'd be better, because I got everything right here.
He ain't gonna come.
I know. Let's bring him up.
He ain't gonna come, and I ain't gonna go up there.
Yeah?
You know I don't like to travel.
Yeah, I know.
I hate long ass trips.
Because you see that Diet Coke with aspartame you drink all the time, or Diet Pepsi? Well, guess what? I'll drop a fucking Xanax in that motherfucker, and you'll be sleeping. Don't worry about it.
Why you always gotta talk about drugging my shit?
Well, that's what I do.
Why you always gotta, you know, leave my shit alone. Stop drugging my shit. Anyways, yeah.
Nobody's here with us, huh? That's why you're talking like this.
Well?
Nobody's here. Because they would have butted in on this stupid conversation already.
No, we got people actually listening to this shit. I'm surprised as all hell. Anyways, yeah. So basically, back to Puerto Rico. The reason why I like have a strong feeling against statehood. In fact, I have a strong feeling against having anything to do with the United States is because back in 1931, Dr. Cornelius Rhodes began the Puerto Rican cancer experiments under the auspices of the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Investigations. Rhodes infected Puerto Ricans, human beings, with cancer cells. He later goes on to establish the U.S. Army biological warfare facilities in Maryland, Utah, and Panama, and is named to the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission. While there, he begins a series of radiation experiments on American soldiers and civilian hospital patients. So, anyways, Yeah, the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Investigations in San Juan carried out murderous experiments in which 13 Puerto Ricans died after being purposely infected with cancer. And they later, in a letter to another doctor leaked to the Puerto Rican Nationalist Party, Rhodes wrote, The Puerto Ricans are beyond doubt the dirtiest, laziest, most degenerate, and thievish race of men ever inhabiting the sphere. It makes you sick to inhabit the same island with them. With what the island needs is not public health work, but a tidal wave or something to totally exterminate the population.
Where does that guy live? Let's go talk to him.
Oh, he's been dead.
Oh, he's dead. That's why they left. Oh, yeah.
Dr. Cornelius Rhodes. And that's what they think of us. That's how most Americans feel about us.
Wow.
I think that's how that, and yeah, hold on, let me Google Dr. Cornelius Rhodes. Oh, he died in 1959, lucky bastard. Yes, a race of men, I've done my best to further the process of extermination by killing off 8 and transplanting cancer into several more. All physicians take delight in the abuse and torture of their unfortunate subjects.
Well, that's kind of like what Jim Jones did to them in Guyana in 1978, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a mind control.
Yeah, no, it's... This is what they believe, and this is what they, and look, it's the Rockefeller. Oh my goodness, are you surprised Rockefeller had a hand in this?
Oh, but you know what else Rockefeller had a hand in? They were the people who initiated all the methadone clinics.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess.
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I hate methadonians.
Well, that's who put it
in.
Oh,
they're the most fucking annoying drug addicts ever, methadonians. When I used to work at a homeless shelter, those are the ones that, you know, you couldn't tell them anything because they would argue with you, they would fight you for every little thing, and they would fight you over nothing. They're like, yo, can you chill out? Can you move over a little bit? Why? Why? This is my spot. Like, I know. I'm not taking away your spot. We just got to make room. Why? It's like, motherfucker, if you yell at me one more fucking time. Why? All right, now it's time for you to leave. Here. Take the fucking plate with you. Go away. Methadonians, pain in the fucking ass. I mean,
you have to put yourself in their position too before you can judge them. If you can put yourself in their position before you judge
them, I'm not taking no damn methadone. And a lot of times these people are on methadone treatments because they decided to take other drugs. They decided to do that. They decided to abuse themselves. And now they're sucking off the system because, oh, it's an addiction, it's a disability and shit. It's a disability that you chose to do. Shit. I didn't get no handouts when I hurt myself.
I guess you didn't know what to say.
I didn't get no handouts. I mean, come on. And people are calling me in the middle of the fucking show. Why are they calling me in the middle of the fucking show? Fucking ass. It's fucking Benny. Fucking Benny is. He's calling me in the middle of the fucking show. What a dumbass. Oh, I forgot when the show is gonna be. So I mean no, I so anyways, back to this. Yes. It might be liberal to transfer cancer into several more. The latter has not resulted in any fatality so far. The matter of consideration for patients' welfare plays no role here. In fact, all physicians take delight in the abuse and torture of their unfortunate subjects. When the case was brought to the press by Don Pedro Albizu Campos, the Nationalist Party president, the North American governor of Puerto Rico had a prosecutor investigate the charge. Rhodes never denied writing the letter, but despite evidence proving that the 13 patients had died, 8 of whom were treated by Rhodes, the prosecutor exonerated Rhodes, calling him merely a mentally ill person or a man with few scruples. Really, you know, so basically you could be a doctor and mentally ill and just talk and just kill people, and it's like, oh, it's fine.
Guess so.
And this is and you want and they were trying to force they're trying to force Puerto Rico to become a state with this history. Oh, I'm gonna, you know, it's ridiculous. This is a slap to the face. It's a slap. It's really disgusting.
Yeah.
No, his name, not Cecil Rhodes. It was, guys, what the fuck his name was? Cornelius Rhodes. Dr. Cornelius Rhodes, that's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S, Rhodes.
Well, at least the name ain't fucking Pedro Acosta, huh?
Okay, I'm lost.
Forget it.
Yeah. However, this mentally ill person went on to direct the establishment of U.S. Army chemical warfare laboratories in Utah, Maryland, and the Panama Canal Zone, for which he was awarded the Legion of Merit in 1945. The same year, Rhodes was appointed to the staff of the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission. The commission was at the time carrying out radiation experiments on unwitting prisoners, hospital patients, and soldiers. Meanwhile, a 1950 Puerto Rican nationalist insurrection led to the arrest of hundreds of activists, including Don Pedro Albizu. The prisoners later charged they were experimented on with drugs, according to the Nationalist Party leaders. And that's true, because my father even told me he was experimented on. When he was a kid, you know that contrast they give you when they're doing an x-ray in your innards? When they're trying to x-ray what's going on internally, they give you this, like, liquid to drink.
Or barium, yeah.
Yeah. They tested that on my father. When he was a baby. So, don't know what the hell they did to him. It changed his DNA probably probably for the worse and fucked me up. Yeah, what's going on in the background?
Oh, I'm in a fucking casino.
You're in a casino. All right. Well, I'm gonna put you on mute.
I'm gonna be silent. All right.
Well.
Okay. Say goodbye, and you have a nice day.
All right. Bye bye. Okay. Anyway, so I'm gonna take a quick break. Yeah, he's watching porn. Yeah, of course he's watching porn. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take, we're going to pay some bills. In fact, help us pay some bills. In fact, we actually got a new sponsor to the show. Google Ads kind of dropped us. We got booted with $20 left. With $20, they just said, fuck you. Anyways, we got a new sponsor here. And this is why it's important to read our articles, because there are going to be words that are underlined in red. If you can, just go there, click on them, go to their site. Help us out. It's they're from Conterra. Just help us out that way by, finding the red words in the articles. Definitely read the articles, of course. But, just help us, help Crouch Out Radio keep going by clicking on the red letters on each article. And, because we don't ask for donations because if we ask for donations, we will have a whole bunch of people on our ass saying, oh, you're trying to ask for donations, but, you're going to go after somebody else for asking for donations? Yeah, so, anyways, we try not to break the law here. At Crouch Out Radio Show, so we'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I got a crush on Obama.
He's Barack Obama, he's on to save the day.
Yes, we can.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
If anybody could please check out Christy's site, troopbrigade.com/leavechristyalone. She has a chip in for her daughter's defense fund, so that way they could get a lawyer to defend them. So definitely go there, help donate to the Christy Chakowski daughter fund there, her girl's defense fund. Also, we got two chip-ins on the site, on the left, for Christy's defense and for Truth Brigade Radio to continue helping them going. So we are with that. Definitely help her out. She does a lot of good. She really does a lot of good. And they are railroading her. So, So if you know her personally, definitely also, definitely also write her a letter, a witness statement that you know her and that she's a good mom. So, because, it's the truth. So, be honest, though. So with that, to the judge, I already sent my letter. So with that, back to the other commercials. Also, hey, how about this? If people go to my store and buy something, I'll screw it. All the proceeds I make, I'll give it to Christy. So there you go. And that's a promise. This is being recorded. So there you go.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today, place an order with Delivery.com today, and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
So yeah, we're back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We're covering Puerto Rico. We're just talking about Puerto Rican statehood. United States can't be trusted, especially who's backing it, especially with how we were treated. Well, we as Puerto Ricans. And I know you might say, well, this happens all around the world and all that. But they're not trying to make Israel into a state. They're not trying to make any other place that this happened to into a state. So can you please shut the fuck up and just go with it? Yeah. Thank you. Can you please? So yeah, we got what else we got? We got some more. I mean, this is hot news here. Here it is. This is from the Washington Times. Puerto Rico deserves better. The Democratic House leadership has announced plans to step in favor of statehood for Puerto Rico. Amazingly enough, several ordinary, sensible conservatives, including House Republicans Conference Chairman Mike Pence, are poised to help them. The collaborators ought to reconsider arguments in favor of political self-determination may seem reasonable, but the bill in question actually tramples self-determination in favor of an underhanded political power grab. Because really, think about it. Puerto Rico becomes a state, then we're going to have a new problem. We're going to have Republicans and Democrats fighting over who's going to be the senators, who's going to be the congresspeople to represent the island. Which means we're going to have more underhanded tricks on top of the taxation that's going to be imposed on the people. And a lot of those people are elderly that live on fixed incomes already, and you're going to start taxing them and screwing them over? Like, your family's lived on this land for, like, what, 150 years? You haven't paid any back taxes? All right, you owe the United States federal government $150 million. Yeah, I'm over-exaggerating. But, you can't pay? off the land, Spick. It's now government property. Wait a minute. I don't give a fuck it's been in your family for, again, 150 years. Don't give a fuck you grew up here. Don't give a fuck that your great-great-great-grandfather bought this land for two seashells and for two gold pieces and now. No, it doesn't matter. Okay, I brought it up in a meeting thing I used to Chrissy, but when again, explain a few things and I can't be able to but they know. Oh, okay. Well, you're talking about Christy. Yeah, okay. Alright, so anyway, the single worst part of H.R. 2499, dubbed the Puerto Rico Democracy Act, is that it would allow former Puerto Ricans to vote in a pro-statehood advisory referendum. What do you mean, former Puerto Ricans? There's no such thing as a former Puerto Rican. I'm a Puerto Rican. Okay. Pro-statehood advisory referendum, even if those former residents are already registered voters in the U.S. state, in a U.S. state, instead of voting early and often, this might be called the vote here, there, and everywhere stratagem. It is fundamentally undemocratic at its core. I swear to God, if that's the case, then I will vote, and I will vote against statehood. At its root, the bill is deliberately designed to unfairly make it harder for Puerto Rico to keep its current status as a territory with special benefits rather than as a state. It does so by setting up a complicated two-step voting process that helps proponents of all other options, statehood, full independence, or some sort of weird hybrid gang up against the option of remaining as a territory. Several previous referenda have shown that the option of remaining a territory is the first choice of polarity of Puerto Rico's residents, but this system effectively would make that first choice off the table. There also is the problem that Puerto Rico is a predominantly Spanish-speaking land. No other state has ever joined the Union without having English as its only official language. Some, like Mr. Pence, might see a move towards statehood from the standpoint of a Jack Kemp-like outreach to people trying to grab the American dream. However, the late Republican leader himself surely would have been turned off by the underhanded features of this legislation. He also surely would listen to his fellow New York representative of Puerto Rican descent, both Democrats, who opposed this horrible bill, Representative Nadia M. Velasquez and Republican Jose Serrano, and along with Representative Luis Gutierrez, Illinois Democrat, all have objected to the various aspects of the proposal. Ms. Velasquez, who favors a constitutional convention in the territory to decide how to approach the issue, testified before the House committee last summer on the bill. The process promoted by those bills, she said, has been perceived to be screwed in one form or another. It is now time to break this cycle. There is no good reason for any member of Congress to support such a screwed process. That's from the Washington Times. Oh, man. It's like, if anybody wants to talk, if anybody wants to call in, XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980. That's right. You know, it's here we go. This is right here on rollcall.com. The Posada, Puerto Rico's nuclear option on statehood. What the fuck? Fucking, all right, here we go. Imagine that the majority of Quebec citizens, fed up with being part of Canada, voted to become the United States' 51st state. Then, without consent of Congress, the French-speaking province brazenly proceeded to elect U.S. senators and a dozen U.S. representatives and send them to Washington, D.C. to demand their seats in Congress. Imagine that the Quebecers also insisted on speaking French and let it be known that they expect the U.S. to transform itself into an officially bilingual nation like the one that they left behind. I don't think it would take Americans long to tell the uninvited guests to pack their bags and scram in blunt Anglo-Saxon English. So I guess this, again, you know, this is, and that's one aspect, yeah, because, yeah, since Puerto Rico is a Spanish-speaking country, not a lot of people, a lot of elderly on the island, that's all they speak, and they're not interested in learning English. Damn, like, fuck that. I'm in my 80s. Fuck you. I mean, of course, the younger people know a little English, of course. But, I mean, the same way me, it's tough for me to speak Spanish because I was taught in English. I grew up speaking English. And that's pretty much how it is. I live in an English-speaking land. But I have relatives that they think I'm stupid because I don't speak Spanish that well. But they don't take into consideration that I was born here. I was born in this English-speaking land and was taught in English again. That it ain't gonna fly. It ain't gonna fly. You're gonna start making people start forcing people to do shit. And really, I don't like the name Democracy Act, the Puerto Rican Democracy Act. I thought we were a republic. This is not a democracy. Really look at the name. It just screams, we're going to screw you over. And I keep screaming, the taxes. It's going to fuck us up because of the taxes. Oh, and to answer the chat room, Whack Latino has been dead for like a year, so I started a new blog though. Because I still wanted to educate my people in Spanish. It's called El Conservador Latino, the Latino Conservative. So it's conservadorlatino.blogspot.com. Let me put the link in both chat rooms so that way everyone can have them. Spread it around to everybody. That's something I'm working on. Can't tonight, but some other time. Would like to. Oh, okay. XXXXXXXXXX. So, anyways, hey, if you guys are on TalkShoe, if you can, please rate and subscribe to the Crutch Out Radio Show on TalkShoe. Also, please subscribe to us on Zune, Zencast, iTunes. And feel free to subscribe to the RSS feed on the blog, because I'm always on a fucking news blitz, like, every day. Every day, you know, I'm on a news blitz, freaking updating. It's ridiculous. So anyways, yeah. So yeah, Christy's gonna have Dr. Larry Babcock to talk about some mystical crap. I don't know. I just don't understand it. But anyway, check out her show. Listen to her on my site. I have her chat room and thing. It's crutchshotradio.com/friends. And you can listen to her show and chat with a lot of cool people. And, tell them that Louis sent you and you might not get a t-shirt. You might not get a t-shirt if you say Louis sent you. Might not. And that's not saying if you don't say it, you'll get a t-shirt. Because you might not get a t-shirt, period. Just say, hey, Louis sent me. So anyways, we'll be ending the show. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about Arizona. And their fight to stay American. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, you're going to think, oh, well, you're talking about two different issues. No, I'm against illegal immigration, and I'm against any form of imposing anything on anybody. I'm against the U.S. imposing itself on the island of Puerto Rico. I'm against Mexicans, illegal Mexicans, imposing themselves in a United States state. Excuse me, and demanding services and shit when they haven't even paid into it. So yeah, fuck them. So, oh man, love you too. Yeah, big ups to Arizona, says Vortex. Big ups. Big ups. And I'm saying this as a Hispanic myself. I'm saying, yo, whoop, whoop, you know, raise the roof for Arizona. In fact, I might go to Arizona and ask them to give me a gun, and I'll start going. I'll clean it up. But like, get the hell out, S.A. Get out, S.A. So anyways, yeah, with that being said, yeah, come back tomorrow, 7 p.m. Love you all. Tell your friends, tell your family, listen to the Crutch Shot Radio Show. We kick the issues in the balls. And remember, fuck the New World Order. And if you don't want to look into it, if you just want to keep your head in the sand because you're a punk ass, then you know what, dude? There's nothing I can do for you. And fuck you, too.
Hope you're all right. It's been rough for me.